reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Philip then found Nathanael and said, "We have found the one that Moses and the prophets wrote about. He is Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael asked, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip answered, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him, he said, "Here is a true descendant of our ancestor Israel, in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael said, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God and the King of Israel." Jesus answered, "Do you believe me just because I said that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see something much greater. I tell you for certain that you will see heaven open and God's angels going up and coming down on the Son of Man." This is the Gospel of the Lord. So what is it about angels and archangels? Today we celebrate the feast of the archangels Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Michael is the one we call upon to protect us from evil in time of trial. Gabriel, the messenger sent by God to Mary, was the most important question ever asked. And Raphael, the angel with healing gifts. The same gifts Jesus gave his 12 apostles when he called them to preach good news, to heal the sick, and to protect from evil. So what do we make of angels today? How relevant are they in your life, in my life? What do you think of when you see pictures of these winged creatures, and yet know that they're not visible to the human eye? Do you remember when you were a child, how you would pray to your angel to protect you during the night? And if you were afraid, someone would encourage you to call upon your angel. Scripture is full of references to the angels as special manifestations of God to humankind. They're kind of like intermediaries between heaven and earth, bringing the divine and the human together, watching over us, inviting us to call upon them. In today's gospel, Jesus tells Nathanael he will see something great. He will see heaven open and God's angels going up and coming down on the Son of Man. This reminds me of the dream of Jacob, the one he had while sleeping at Bethel. He dreamed he saw a stairway reaching from earth to heaven, with angels going up and coming down. And God was standing beside him. When Jacob awoke, he said, "God is here in this place, and I did not know it." I think what we are being reminded of today is that the angels come to us in various disguises, revealing the extraordinary in the ordinary, the divine in the human, and that God is here in this place, just as God was there for Jacob. Like Mary, who was visited by the angel Gabriel in very ordinary circumstances of her life, we too are visited by the divine in the ordinary moments of our day, if we have the eyes of faith to see. Angels somehow keep heaven and earth united, enabling the extraordinary and the ordinary to be as one. You know, we often hear the saying, "So-and-so is so heavenly-minded, they are of no earthly use." We may find this amusing, and yet the truth of the matter is that we actually do need to be heavenly minded to be of earthly use. Set your minds on heavenly things, and all else shall be given to you. In other words, the more aware we are of God in our lives, the more of our actions will be of benefit to others. Let's trust that Yahweh God is truly in this place, is with us each moment of each day, in the angel at our side. And let's cultivate a great love and respect for all the angels in our lives. And perhaps then we may hear the words of Jesus to Nathanael. Here is a person without deceit. Recently I have been to a number of funerals, and what I have been aware of is that if the body of the deceased is about to be carried out of the church for burial, we pray, asking the angels to receive their soul and present them to God the Most High. Or in other words, may the angels lead you into paradise, and may they welcome you home. What a beautiful prayer. Perhaps if I want that prayer to be real for me in death, I need to cultivate a relationship with my angel now. Yes, may the angels lead us into paradise, and may they truly welcome us home. Amen. Amen.